Hey Spencer, get that airline first thing ready to go. I'm gonna come right out.
World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, sorry, man, you caught me here real quick. I'm doing a little bit of last-minute editing. Bear with me here a second. I'm shooting something out to you. Spencer, I want you to get this thing ready to go. Coming your way right now. It just came to me. I haven't done this in a while. Get that up there. Cool. No subject to it. Okay, Spencer. Hey, welcome, folks. As Spencer's getting ready to – I want to come out of the shoot a little bit different here today, okay? Listen. Do we have any idea what's coming down the pike? I'm laughing. Okay, I'm laughing because people are literally losing their minds. They are literally losing their minds. And I should have got this to Spencer right away, but this sort of became like our theme song for us back when we were on YouTube, and I couldn't play it all the time because YouTube would censor it. They'd say copyright issues or whatever. Well, there's no copyright issue here at CoachDaveLive.com. So, Spencer, go ahead and play our favorite theme song here, if you will, brother, real quickly. Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, everybody look what's going down. Something happening here. Yes, sir. Buffalo Springfield.
There's battle lines being drawn.
Boy, are they ever.
If everybody's right, if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, Spencer, you can stop it. You get it, don't you, folks? The more things change, the more they remain the same. It's unbelievable. It's really, really, it's unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a prophetic, huh? That prophetic. It goes on and on and on. I love the song. By the way, pull up the airline thing. Look at this clip, folks. We're going to see more and more and more of this kind of stuff going on. Hey, look, there's a devil loose. Okay, there's a devil loose. This is a video taken on a airplane. Let me give you a little bit of background. This woman sits down on an airplane and she asks the guy beside her in the seat if he has a vaccination card, right? She doesn't want to sit down with him if he doesn't have a vaccination card. Folks, this is mental illness at its finest. Go ahead and play this, about 2 minutes.
I work hard. I pay for my seat. Clearly, going to put my life in danger. Okay, so you're going to move him. That's how it's gonna be.
I understand.
Then move him.
Ma'am, this is a full flight. I can't move anyone.
Do you want me to call the cops? Do you want to lose your job? Do you? Because right now you're violating my rights as a citizen, as a human being. You're intentionally putting me in danger.
I do not wish anyone to be in danger.
Thank you, then move him, ma'am.
This is a full flight. I can't move him.
I don't want to sit there. Do you want me to call the cops? Because I will. I'll call them right now.
We can't move people because they don't want to sit next to them.
He's violating our rights and our safety. I asked him for his vaccine card, and he doesn't have one because he's not vaccinated.
You have to wear a mask
and be vaccinated.
You're not exactly wearing a mask.
I'm not wearing a mask because I have asthma. I have a health condition. I have children. I'm fully vaccinated to protect them. You're intentionally putting my health at risk right now.
If you wish to be on this flight, I need you to take a seat. Okay, that is a seat you paid for, and it's the only one.
I know the law. You're violating the law right now. You're completely breaking the law. You have to find me another seat.
It's not the law to be vaccinated to come on this flight.
You can't make me breathe his oxygen because he's not vaccinated. You're not listening to me.
If you wish to be on this flight, I need you to take your seat.
I'm not sitting there. You're putting my life in danger right now. I cannot be made to breathe his oxygen. That's not fair. Do you want me to see my children? Yes, are you putting them at risk now?
I have one available.
I don't want to sit there. He's not vaccinated. You're intentionally putting my life in danger.
Ma'am, you're not putting your life in danger.
I'm not going
to
sit there. No, I'm not sitting there. How many times do I have to say this?
I know how challenging air travel is these days, but there will be no discrimination on my
part. It's not discrimination.
Vaccinated or unvaccinated, we should respect each other.
Yes.
And as it seems, you have trouble doing that. Please,
me?
Exit the aircraft.
Yeah! There's one.
Wow.
Boom. There's one for the good guys, huh? Folks, listen, we can laugh. That's what it's coming to, folks. That's what it's coming to. Don't think it isn't. Can I tell you why? Because we've flipped the Bible upside down. The unrighteous are as bold as lions. The unrighteous are as bold as lions. Not the righteous. Not the righteous. And isn't it amazing? I guess I probably wouldn't. Nobody else on that plane stood up and said, ladies, shut the hell up. Sit down and get out of here, right? So it wasn't good enough that she was vaccinated. She didn't want to breathe his air. You see where this is coming? Now, I said it yesterday, and people didn't understand where this whole thing's going to go if we don't put a stop to it. They're going to say, okay, you want to continue to get your retirement check from the government? All right, you're going to have vaccination card. So, well, they can't do that. Well, why can't they? Why can't they do that? You said, well, I've served 30 years in the military. I earned it. Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to say you got to have vaccination to take it. Oh, no, no, that'll never. Oh, no, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Yeah, well, welcome to something's happening here. And what it is pretty clear to me. Pretty daggone clear to me. A man with a jab over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. What a crazy, crazy time to be alive. Okay, I jumped off this way. I'll reel us back in here in a minute. Go ahead, Paul Webb, then John Diamond, then Naomi. Go ahead, Paul.
No, it's funny you were mentioning about this plane because I was in Dallas this weekend, staying at the airport, the hotel off the airport, and I was waiting for some food from my family, and the stewardess came in, American Airlines, and she was telling the waiter, boy, you know, flying these days is just real tough dealing with all these people. And I kind of rolled my eyes and said, yeah, force everybody to wear a freaking mask for 8 hours. Yeah, I could see why. So very interesting. Amen.
Yeah, and there it is. See, those guys are see, here's the problem, friends. We have employees enforcing stupid edicts. People, they know better. Why don't the employees say, I ain't doing that? See, well, they'll lose their job. Well, that's how tyranny comes. That's how American soldiers are going to lose their retirement because people won't stand up and say, no, we're not going to do that. No, that's wrong. Stop doing that. The unrighteous have become as bold as lions, right? And godly men flee when no one's even pursuing. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning, John.
Hey, I'm recording this right now. You're going to be on my show. I wanted to let everybody know you're going to be on my show a little later, right after Scott Lively. But I want to introduce everybody on my program to your interactive huddle right here. So I'm gonna edit little pieces out of this.
Oh, John,
I want more people to come to this show and be a part of this every morning.
John, you're a good man. I'm going to say this about John Diamond publicly, folks. Of all the people I've worked with in ministry, it covers a lot of people. You got to be careful. John is right at the top of the list of not being about him. He's right. He's about advancing the kingdom of God. Now, John's got an unbelievable seat on Brighteon TV every day. He's on it. It starts at 9. John's on at 9. And folks, it's unbelievable. We ought to be supporting John every day, because as his numbers go up, it helps all of us. And John, can I show you something here real quick? Hey, Spencer, while you're right there, John, go to the Brighteon link. I sent you the bright on that on today's stuff. Real folks, look at this. John, I don't know what's going on. I said this the other day. Scroll on down a little bit, you'll see the show right there. The show I did with Mike Heath. And again, look at the views that these folks are having over here. I'm starting over here. I saw Fred Mose had 20 views. Sheriff Mack had 60 views. John has 10, but he gets more than that. 390 views. 90. Come over here and look down here. 1290 views. 1290 folks, this stuff matters if you'll support us. And that's exactly what John is saying. Support John Diamond's show on Brighteon TV, because John is a bulldozer and he's opening up other avenues for other people, John. So I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, sir, that was it. I just want to invite everybody to my show a little later on. I'm going to have you on. We're going to be promoting this huddle, and hopefully we can get thousands of people here in the morning.
Amen, folks. Because hey, listen. I don't care what I went back yesterday, John. I watched the show that we did with Mike Heath. Daggone, that thing rocked. I don't know if anybody's this sounds arrogant. I don't know if anybody, you know what we did on that show? It's at our website. Go watch that show. You know what we talked about? We talked about how Focus on the Family has sold us out. Family Research Council has sold us out. Tony Perkins has sold us out. That Tony Perkins is more Republican than he is Christian. The Christian Civic League of Maine is more Republican than they are Christian. It's powerful, man. It's a powerful show. So put that on your to-do list. John, thanks for coming in, man, and looking forward to today. You're on at 9 every morning, Brighteon TV. Brighteon TV. Thanks, John. Naomi.
So last night, friends bought tickets for a Casting Crowns concert, drove 2 hours to find out that they weren't allowed to go in because they wouldn't bow down to the idol of the jab.
The unrighteous are as bold as lions. The unrighteous are as bold as lions. Teresa, come on in. Then Myra.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I have a friend who teaches history. And she was asking me to help look for great historical sites and, you know, commentators and stuff to help her teach. And she goes, I ran across this guy like Diamond or something. And I don't know where he was. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I know him from Coach Dave's. So I was able to take her to his site.
Good. We got to cross-pollinate, Teresa. Good job. Myra, then Larry.
Good morning, Saints. How are you? I want to give praise and glory the other day. Pastor Dale prayed for Declan, and a miracle happened.
Amen.
He's doing well, and I just would like to have an update on how is beautiful Declan doing.
Oh, my goodness. Fearfully and wonderfully made. He was over here yesterday. He had a lot of hair, you know. He's got a little balding spot. He's losing some of his hair in his back, but he's a smiling baby. Every time, he's a smiling baby. We appreciate all your prayers. He's fearfully and wonderfully made. And thank God for all of you being out there and supporting Maggie and Isaiah and the family. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful little grandson. Thanks, Myra. Larry.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that yesterday, an acquaintance, a friend of mine from many projects many years ago, sent me an email with your interview with Mike Heath and was introducing me to you and encouraging me to listen to you.
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm telling you.
You talk about more Republican than Christian and stuff. Well, being a Christian is like being pregnant. You are or you aren't.
Well, that's right. Right. We're ashamed of the gospel, though. Some things happen. We're ashamed of the possible. Quickly, Michelle, then I want to move on.
Family, this word of mouth thing traveled all the way to South Africa. Someone from America that I picked up on another place told me about Coach, and I've never left. It's almost been a year.
Unbelievable. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that. Hey, 2 Thessalonians, pull that up there real quickly for me. Hey, Joe Silver, you ready to roll here today? I want to show you what's going on, friends. Remember, we always try to have a spiritual component and a cultural component. We always try to connect the two. You would do well, friends, to sit down and read all of 2 Thessalonians, all of it. It's whenever you're reading the scripture, so like right now I'm at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Really, when you do that, it's like reading a book in the middle of the book. Mm-hmm. When you get to chapter 2 and you don't know what they said in chapter 1, you can kind of lose the flow of what's going on. And that's one of the dangers that we do in the church and Christianity is we just like to read a scripture out of context, meaning we don't get the full flow of the idea. So you can pull a scripture out of context like judge not. That's out of context, right? It says judge not lest you be judged. For in the same way that you judge, you shall be judged. That doesn't say don't judge. It says don't judge hypocritically, see? So again, when you pull things out of context. So I say that carefully before I turn silver loose on 2 Thessalonians. And I'm going to try to be quiet, Joe. And folks, we're going to see what's going on. I don't know the date of this book, of when 2 Thessalonians was written. But I think it was probably written in the early hundreds. Joe said about 80. Early hundreds anyway, right? We don't know for sure. Go ahead, Joe. Get us going here this morning.
Good morning. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him.
We're doing that right now, by the way. Go ahead.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand.
Okay, now the day of Christ being at hand means imminent. It's here. It's imminent. The day of Christ. Stay there real quickly. Hey, friends, now listen. I don't want to get into prophecy arguing. I don't want to get into that. Please, let's just read what it says, okay? So he's talking to people in 90 AD. Is that what you say, Joe? 80 AD? Something.
Yeah.
Pretty early. These guys are pretty early. And what's he saying to them? Don't be shaken or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, for the day of Christ is at hand. He's talking to them right there and now. Although we can read this in the future, he's talking to people right before him right there. Don't lose the context. Go ahead, Joe.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
I guess they can, though, huh? I guess men can deceive you. Okay.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Joe, hang on, Joe. Was this written in 2011? It was written in 90, like almost 2,000 years ago this was written? Okay, go ahead.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
See, we're being warned here in 2 Thessalonians, this is already taking place, folks. The overthrow has already taken place. It's not going to happen. The overthrow has already had this taken, it's taken place. And Jesus came back and he restored things, but he's saying, look, look, man, this guy's going to fight back. This evil guy's going to fight back. Keep going.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
It's already going on, he said. It's already in AD 90. He says it's already going on, boys and girls.
Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Mm. And when shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming? Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them. In them. Do you see that? All deceivable of in them. So this work is already going on, this anti-Christ work. Boys and girls, they thought Jesus was coming back anytime. Paul says, look around, man. Things are getting worse. And we're just look around. Jesus is about to come. Written in AD 90. Go ahead.
Before this call. Oh,
hang on, Joe. Because these two sentences, start at 10 again, because these two really connect together. 10 and 11 really connect together. Go ahead.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness
in them that perish.
That perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
And for this cause, what cause? They won't receive the truth. And because they won't receive the truth, what's going to happen, Joe?
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they shouldn't believe a lie.
Wow.
That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Okay, we can stop right there, right? You get it, folks? Do you get it? This is a process. I don't know where we are in the process. We can call it the end days, the end times if we want to. But the spirit of iniquity is already at work. It's been at work for 2,000 years. And these guys right here were expecting the imminent return. So that's the only thing that I can explain for why there seems to be no truth. We love not the truth. Because they love not the truth, God's going to send them strong delusion. Hey, folks, I know a lot of Christians who don't love the truth. Did somebody give me a thumbs up?
Amen.
I know a lot of self-proclaimed Christians who do not love the truth. It's like having uncommitted players in your huddle. In their heart, they're really playing on the other team. They're in your huddle. They look like you. They smell like you. But they're taking jabs, and they're telling other people to take jabs. And they're not really on the team. Why? Because God sent a strong delusion. See, they think they're doing the right thing. That lady in that airplane, she's freaking crazy. She's freaking crazy, right? Everybody knows she's crazy, yet the unrighteous have become bold as lions. Why? Because we sit down, and we're sheep. We're sheep. See, there should have been 100 people up on the plane screaming and hollering, I ain't wearing a mask. We don't get, boy, I hope I'm not all over the place today. I'm really trying to show you something. I got Lord help me here. Spencer, pull up the one that says right under 2 Thessalonians, the EMC 2. Susan, I'll get to you. Joe, promise me. This blew me away today. Why are pro athletes dropping like flies? Did you guys know this was going on, by the way? Did anybody know it? I don't know if I put it on my website or not. Aaron Rodgers, current quarterback of the Green Bay Packers and last year's Super Bowl MVP in the league, won't take the jab. And they are riding him hard and putting him away wet. And I think I posted on our website, if I didn't, I'll get it up there, a video interview that he did yesterday that was absolutely right on, unbelievable truth that everybody ought to hear. He claims Christ. I don't know how deep that – he doesn't mention that's why he's doing it. It doesn't matter. But anyway, how come we don't know what I'm about to show you here? Why don't we know this? Now, Spencer, just start a real slow roll down through here. I'm not going to take time to read all of them. We put it in the chat. You can see it. Just start scrolling down, Spencer. Athletes are dying. Keep going, Spencer. Okay, here we go. Brandon Goodwin. Go ahead. Who's this? Jeremy Chardy. Go ahead. Daniel Brito. Go ahead. Christian Erickson. Look at these names. Go back up there. We just went by a whole bunch of them. There's a bunch more of them. Sergio, cardiac issue mid-game. Email Paulson collapses some heart attack during match. Boris Sadecki dies from sudden cardiac arrest. Jets Vinny Carter in season due to blood clots. Former NFL linebacker Paris Harrelson dies from heart attack. Mr. Olympia, Sean Roden, dead at 46. Keeps rolling down. I'm not going to read them all. You can read them. There's a VAERS COVID report. Go back up there a second if you would. Deaths, 18,000. 18,000 deaths from vaccine. 88,000 hospitalizations. 95,000 urgent care. Doctor office visits, 133,000. No wonder doctors like it, man. This is good money for them, isn't it? It's good money. Permanently disabled, 27,000. Miscarriages, 2,700. Heart attacks, 8,800. Myocardial pericarditis, 10,000. Folks, these are documented ones. These are just the documented ones, right? Life-threatening, 20,000. Severe allergies, 32,000. Shingles, 9. God, Lord Jesus. Keep going. Scrolling down. The media is silent on it. Billy Joel, he didn't have one. He said a heart attack. Two West India players die. This is a video of one of them drop. Play it real quick, Spencer. Go to YouTube real quick. Watch this guy drop over. Folks, this stuff's going on. Can somebody explain to me why we don't know this? Why isn't Fox News talking about this? Why isn't this stuff on Fox News? Folks, this is happening. Scroll on down, Spence. YouTube will ban, well, we're banned there anyway. Doesn't matter, right? Oh, there's more of them. Look at this guy laying claps. Marco Kittia, gold medalist, dies of a heart attack during a game. Referee collapses. Next one. Next one, Spencer. A referee collapses. Carry him off the field. Josh Downey, cricketer, dies after heart practice. Look at this. Go down, down, on. And 16-year-old soccer player dies. What's the common, folks, what's the common? We know what it is, don't we? Look at this. Spencer, put this in the chat so everybody can share this with their family and friends. It's unbelievable. Here's a good video. Watch this one, too. Well, I don't know. Take this. Go ahead, Spencer. Go ahead. Okay, Spencer, take it about the 25-second mark. Okay, now watch up on your right, up top at 12 o'clock. Not yet. 12 o'clock. Watch this guy come running into the picture. Here he comes. Not yet. Ball's going to go down the other end. Here he's going to come running up to get the ball. Not yet. Bear with me. Sorry, I didn't know. I thought I had the right spot. Here it comes. Here it comes. Watch him. He's going up the sidelines. Boom. Down. Dead. Come on in, Susan. Susan, unmute yourself, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Didn't give you much notice. Joe Allen, come in while Susan's getting ready.
You talk about crazy. We got a former president threatening Scotland if they don't go on climate control.
Right. Hey, we see what's going on, though, right, Joe? We see, folks, you see what's going on? We get it, don't we? Don't we get it? Susan. Can you come in yet, dear? You have to unmute. Paul Webb, come on in.
Hey, Coach, you know the reason why the media is so upset with Aaron Rodgers? It's not because he didn't get vaxxed. It's because he misled them.
The
media that loves to deceive people is upset about somebody misleading them.
Well, they ask him if he was
really a... He didn't really ask him.
They ask him, Paul, they ask him if he was a... I can't remember. They didn't ask him if he was vaccinated. They asked him if he was immune or something like that. And he said yes, because he had natural immunity. He said it was their problem because they didn't ask the follow-up question. If they'd asked me the follow-up question, I'd have told them. I have natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
He said they didn't ask the question, and they accused him of being a liar.
They didn't do their job.
They want to blame him. All these, it's amazing. Brian Cunningham, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to throw this out there. Those VAERS statistics are supposedly 7 to 8 months behind.
Right, so that tells us. Tells us where we are, doesn't it? Reggie, or Dennis.
Thank you, sir. There's tons of these videos out there, and, you know, everybody's losing their mind. And, you know, like, going back to what we were talking about yesterday, I'm not trying to change anything, but, like, you know, how can you willfully put this stuff into your body with all this evidence? How can you sit there and command somebody to put this in their body when there's this evidence? So, I mean, this is garbage. I mean, we need to fight, period, dot. I know we're fighting, but I mean, we need numbers.
So if we can't see, Dennis, that there's definitely one side that doesn't want the truth out on this. And like somebody said earlier, it's pride issues. Think how much the mainstream media has invested in this lie. Think how much the government has invested in this lie. And think how prideful they are now to admit that they were wrong. Folks, this is murderous, what's going on. It's murderous. They know it now, and they're still doing it. Randy, then I'll hire Brett.
Hey, Coach, house divided cannot stand. They, if they lose their narrative, Coach, if they lose their covering, which they're with their lies of what they're doing, they're divided. Then they begin to fall, and they know that. Coach. So they have to keep covering it up and not letting people and canceling everyone that's doing this to keep it from being seen. This is, it's so obvious. We judge the spirit that's behind everything. That's what we're judging.
So Randy, here's the real question. Does our America's Christian leadership not know this? Do they not see these videos?
They're part of the spirit of Antichrist, Coach. They are, folks. They are.
They're the part of it. And because why? Because they want to be loved by everybody. They don't want to be controversial in any way, right? Don't forget this, that the Second Thessalonians says because they didn't love the truth, God sends a strong delusion. So in other words, they just fall farther and farther and farther into that pit. And those people are standing in the pulpits of America. It's unbelievable where we are. I'll hire Brett.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. Morning, you buddy. Do such a great job across America building teams to stand up for Jesus outside of the four walls of the church. We're doing lawfare. We need to start shaming these officials, these company owners, peaceful noncompliance. Share that video, Coach, and we can share that video with any coach you know. Any coach you know, high school coach, college coach, pro coach, share them. Say, players. Shame on you.
And parents of players, folks.
Absolutely.
Folks, listen, these guys are the most highly trained physical specimens that we have. And they're dropping over from it. I didn't make that up. I didn't make that tape. Listen, Brett is so right. You ought to share this with her. I think I posted it on Facebook. And you ought to also share that interview with Mike Heath yesterday. So people wake up to the fact that the money that we're giving to focus on the family and the family research, it isn't doing anything in the cultural war. It's not. Roger, come on in. Good word, Brett.
Dave, I was just going to ask the question, is this the precursor for the mark of the beast, or could this be the mark of the beast?
Well, it's certainly training for it, isn't it? Absolutely. You won't say no to a mask, and you won't say no to a jab. What are you going to do, Roger, when they come and say, we're going to take your Social Security if you don't get vaccinated? Oh, they won't do that, will they? No, they'll never do that.
Amen, so
that's my point. This could easily manifested into the mark of the beast type of things. Now, I'm not a theologian, but it's just unbelievable what they're preventing people from doing, which is very similar to the mark of the beast and not being able to conduct your life.
That's right. Strong delusion. They'd believe a lie. Not only did they believe a lie, they force that lie on you. That's the problem. Sue Schaefer, do you still want to get in, dear? Your hand's still up. Dale, go, and then Mark Trump.
Amen, brother. Roger's right on to it, because this, what this is, if it's not the precursor, this is their religion. The heart of man is always looking for something to believe in that they cannot see or ascertain. That's what this has become. That lady is a true picture. This has become her religion. This has become her belief, and you're not going to tell her otherwise. It'd be like me coming to try to tell you that Jesus was not the Christ. You can't. It won't happen. This thing has become the religion. So here's another video I got this morning from a lady in my church. The Department of Health here in Louisiana came before the Senate, and they were telling, oh, we only have one case of this this VAERS reporting of a person having a nerve problem, and the guy interrupts her and goes, well, I know two. He's saying, I've had this for the past 7 months because I got the shot. My nervous system has crashed. Man, let me tell you what, these people were fumbling over themselves. The lies that are out there. But that's exactly what it is, brother. This is, if it's not the mark of the beast, it's the precursor, and this thing has become people's religion.
And hey, Dale, I just flip back to Second Thessalonians. Excuse me, Spencer. Can you go back there real quick? It doesn't matter if you don't. I can make the point without everybody seeing it. I'm looking at Second Thessalonians, which we just read, chapter 2, verse 7, and it says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." Can somebody explain to me verse 7 right there, Spencer? What's the mystery of iniquity? Have you ever thought about that? What is that? Any theologians out there? The mystery of iniquity.
What can I see?
The mystery of iniquity. The mystery
it's of it. Mind-boggling perversion, brother. The iniquity is perversion. This is mind-boggling perversion at its highest.
It's already at work, isn't it? Been at work for 2,000 years. And now we have the internet. We have a constant communication. And that, that mystery of iniquity, not only is it at work, it's spreading like a virus, folks. And why is it spreading like a virus? Because the unrighteous are as bold as lions, and righteous men flee when nobody pursues. We have it exactly upside down. Mark Trump, come on in, man. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everyone, for reaching out and checking on me. Been busy with work. But I wanted to share, this is going to, I've been saying for a couple years, it's going to come in the form of health care. Well, it's here already in the form of health care. It's going to continue to pin down your identity. So as things progress, your identity is going to become more and more crucial for litigation and legalities and issuance of money and so forth and so on. So in order to have a payment system, it's got to be tied unequivocally to your identity. So look for some sort of identity-related, vaccination-related process. Now, it's kind of important to realize that the mark comes along with buying and selling. It comes along with us getting a new name. Remember, God gives us a new name, but doesn't Satan give us a new name too? Unless you have the name 666, your sacrifice. So what he wants is us to lose our identity. That's how come the lady on the plane, she didn't recognize a person. She recognized an entire group of people. She recognized the unvaccinated. Her name, her name is vaccinated. That lady standing on the plane is part of the name vaccinated. All right. That's all they care about. That's their mark. That's their name. Whether it's a chip in the future, whether it's a vaccination now, the division has happened between the sheep and the goats. And if you can't see it, you're too late. You're not gonna.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Thanks, Mark. Hey, Spencer, pull up Author Unknown. I read this in the after show yesterday. That Pastor Payne Tom Gill sent this to me. And I'm gonna read this through. The folks, this is really profound. All right? Just a few thoughts. Of all the vaccines I've taken in my life, like tetanus, measles, mumps, polio, meningitis, TB, etc., never have I heard so many lies and deceptions over a vaccine that says I have to wear a mask and socially distance even when fully vaccinated. I could still contract or spread the virus even after being fully vaccinated. Never before did I have to get tested when I was perfectly healthy without any symptoms. I've never been bribed by the establishment to take a vaccine in order to win a holiday or cash prize or earn a frequent flyer points. I never had to worry about cardiac issues, neurological issues, blood clots, and sadly more. I didn't have to worry about death. Never was I ever threatened by the use of force by the government, employers, police force, military for a vaccine. I was never judged by my friends or relatives if I didn't take it. I was never discriminated against for travel or other services if I didn't take to the point where I didn't take the flu shot. The vaccines I listed earlier, they never told me I was a bad person for not taking them or for even taking them for that matter. I've never seen a vaccine that threatened the relationship between family and members and close friends to the point of destroying relationships with them. Never have seen them used vaccines used for political gain. I've never seen a vaccine needing 24/7 mass media advertising and promotion on every media outside known to man. Then there's the mixing and matching of different vaccine brands and being told it's okay to do it to one day and then to being told it's not okay the next day. I've never seen a vaccine threaten someone's livelihood as well as wipe out their job. I've never seen a vaccine that allows a 12-year-old child's consent to supersede their parents' consent. Finally, after all the vaccines I listed above, I've never seen a vaccine like this one that discriminates, divides, and judges a society. So much information about it is censored, deleted, and removed from the internet and mainstream media. So many doctors, healthcare professionals, police, and scientists are censored and forbidden to speak out or ask legitimate questions when what is being allowed or not being allowed does not make sense, particularly when it comes from the mainstream media. I've never known a vaccine as it has all the pharmaceutical companies that manufacture it exempt from liability if it kills, or no life insurance will cover it. This is one powerful vaccine, guys. It does all these things, and yet it does not do the one thing it is supposed to do, which is stop the pandemic.
Amen.
That's pretty, huh? That's where it gets real right there. Go on there, Tracy.
The chat, Coach.
But I tried to yesterday. Put it in the chat if we can. I don't know how it was. Spencer will figure it out. Go ahead, Tracy.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know if anyone had a chance to watch Steve Bannon's two-part series on transhumanism. It was the most evil thing you would ever want to see, and this has been planned for a long time. They are trying to kill off the human population and have their own virtual religion down here, and we're just oblivious to all of this.
Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, it hasn't changed. See, listen, the seed of the serpent's about death. The seed of the woman's about life. Folks, this is a battle over life and death. Bernie, come on in.
Okay, Coach, thanks. I've been troubled with how many people think that when they get the Mark of the Beast, it's going to say Mark of the Beast on it. That's just, yeah. I'm like, you know, the deception in the garden, I mean, they were told, you know, don't eat from this tree. And now we're here, you know, making allegiances with an evil system. And you would think that we would know. It's not going to be that obvious, all right? I mean, yeah. Talk about a great sin. It plunged all humanity into this problem.
Bernie, we're taking the mark of a beast system. Now, right. So see, if we get focused on the mark of the beast, we miss the whole point. The only way you'll get the mark of the beast is if you comply with the beast system. That's the only way, folks. And so at some point, if you're going to avoid the mark of the beast, you got to stand up against the beast system. And Jesus is Lord. The kingdom of God rules over the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of God rules over the beast system.
Amen.
Christians, that's Amen. The identifier right there, folks. That's the identifier. Michelle, come in, then Paul, then Craig. Michelle.
Morning, family. Yes, Coach, I don't specifically think it's the mark of the beast, but I do think it reveals the temperature of the water. I think we've seen how people are just ready, and it should make us weep and supplicate to God because it's very sad.
Hey, I can tell you this. Some of the people who take this vaccine are going to die. Are they going to go to hell as a result of it? I don't know. Some of them are going to die. Is it the mark of the beast? I don't know, but some of them are going to die. Paul, come in, then Craig.
I'll be real quick, but everything that you've talked about ties in. Like we talk about the mystery of iniquity. Take that lady, for example. She might be well-educated. Who knows? She may even be a Christian. But when you have compromised education, a compromise, this is what you see with that lady.
That's the beast system.
What they call branch Covidians. Basically what's happened. And what I'm saying is the mystery of iniquity is at work in all areas of life, no matter where you go.
Maybe it's a mystery because we can't figure out where it's coming from. Could that be why?
Yeah,
maybe that's what makes it a mystery.
So too, but it's all half facets, you know, for people that you think are reliable, like you know, Franklin Graham, people like that, they're deceiving people into believing that vaccine is working, is going to work.
So I'm calling right now for Franklin Graham to come out publicly and tell us whether he did or did not take the vaccine. I want to know. Anybody think that's unreasonable? I think y'all have to tell us if he did. Craig, come on in. Boy, the poll just lit up. Go ahead.
Not a theologian, did sleep at a Holiday Inn once. Ezekiel 28, verse 14, talks about the king of Tyre. King of Tyre is basically idiom for Lucifer. And it says, you can read it. You can have someone read it if you want. But at the bottom, it says, you're blameless in your ways until the day you were created. Okay, which is talking about Lucifer. Until
iniquity. What verse are you in, Craig?
You can start at 14 and 15. Okay. Ezekiel 28.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I've set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee.
Amen.
By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled midst of thee with violence. and thou hast sinned, and therefore I will cast thee as profane, on down, Spence, out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness, and I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee.
So that's your mystery of iniquity. The mystery is kind of concealed, but over time, over the ages, it's revealed.
Being revealed. Yeah.
The book of Revelation is about the revealing of Jesus. You know, yes, sir. We're in a big revealing time right now, Coach.
Yeah. Thou hast defied the sanctuaries by the multitudes of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore, will I bring forth a fire from the midst of it. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more. Again, Lord, word of Lord. God, good. Good. Alan, come on in. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to read a couple of scriptures to you. You know, it's funny. The last couple of nights, my wife was watching this movie called The Divergent. And I think the second one's Insurgent, and the last one is Allegiant. But Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend is the star in these movies. And I tell you, if y'all have never seen it, because I've never seen him just till the last couple of days, everything we're watching right now, by God, if it ain't happening to that movie, it blow you away. But I want to read these couple of scriptures real quick, Coach. Luke 4:21, Jesus speaking, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And I tell you what, Coach, if you go from there, go to Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Christians today are losing their jobs because they're standing up saying, you know what, that mammon don't mean nothing. I'm going to keep running with the king.
That's right.
Then we got a bunch of them that say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and run with mammon. This scripture, Coach, we're walking this out right now.
We are, brother.
Right now we're walking it out.
Great picture, Alan. That's a great picture, man. Jeff Klein. There's my granddaughter, Reese, showed up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, you ever notice how all these people now, it drives you nuts, when they're talking about against the vaccine, they always throw the statement out, well, I'm not anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my gosh, shut up.
Yeah, I'm anti-vaxxer. I am. Yeah, I am. I'm anti-wicked vax anyway. Yes, sir. Betty Perkins, come on in. Try and get some new faces. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to say it's so sad that how the number 666 is getting introduced into society and people don't even realize it. It's like the barcodes that are on your packages. They have six in the front, the middle, and the back. And also the monster drink is 666. If I watched a video on it. If you turn it upside down, I think it's the Hebrew number for 666. People don't even realize they're supporting that.
It's everywhere, Betty. It's everywhere. Joe, come on in. And by the way, Joe, you sent me an email yesterday. It popped up in my spam file today, so I'll get a chance to look at that. Come on in.
Okay. I can tell you why they're so out in left field. And it is because normalcy bias, all their authority figures are supporting a lie, and they do not question their authority. They do not question mainstream news. They do not question a government that they think is honest and the one that they think they elected. And they do not question fake science and big pharma. And so all these authority figures, they think that we're crazy.
We love our lives too much, Joe. We love our lives too much. That's why we won't speak up.
Yeah. The only way to fix these people is when the authority figures say we were wrong and here's the truth. And then some of them will get saved by their own system. And then they'll be open to the truth.
Amen, brother. I'm with you. Debbie, come on in. Then Reggie.
Yeah, I'm reading more and more articles of the mental issues of anger and anxiety and actual personality changes these people are getting from being vaccinated or jabbed with this, that they become uncontrollable and that it's impossible for them to calm down once they hit that frenzy. And it's amazing to just watch time after time when these people go off over nothing. And
well, Deb, I'm, I'm sorry, Debbie. Didn't mean to interrupt. Part of the problem is it's the vaccinated who are spreading it.
Right, exactly. And they become uncontrollable. So I would give it to the staff of this airline that they didn't escalate. They stood firm. When that pilot came in and said, we're just not doing this, he actually kept everybody else calm because that could have been a real divisive moment.
It sure could have. They applauded him, by the way, for doing that, right?
Right, right. Because I'm going to tell you, there were hundreds of vaccinated people on that flight probably who could have gotten riled up. So they did a good job.
They did that. I was going to say something. I won't. Let's see. Reggie.
Good morning, Coach. On May 5th, 2021, Franklin Graham encouraged his audience to get the COVID vaccine by correlating it with Jesus's ministry while he was on earth.
Right.
Healing. So yes, he did encourage it. And there are survivors out there that have spoken up in regards to his father at ritual ceremonies. So we've seen pictures of Franklin. So you guys can put the numbers together. Or Franklin Graham at Voodoo Donuts, which I won't even go into. They're disgusting and who they're owned by. But you guys can put the numbers together. But I am speaking truth and I will. I know what he
needs. He needs to tell us whether he took the vaccination or not. That's what he needs to do. Hey, by the way, Spencer, for late arriving people, please put up that list of all these athletes that have died and just kind of scroll down through it as we discuss this here, okay? Let's see who's next here. Let's go to Randy.
Coach, judgment is happening right now. People that can't see it, just they're not going to understand it until it gets a lot worse. But look, Coach, when you connect yourself to this beast system, and financially, medically, all different kinds of ways, this is what God's trying to get his people out of so they won't be part of this judgment, Coach. His mercy, and his love is begging us to get out of Babylon, to get out of these systems, and to trust him and to get into the kingdom systems. It's so obvious, and a lot of people don't see that right now, but they will, Coach. It is going to be so obvious. It's coming so fast that they're going to get out. There's going to be a great revival of people. It's a reawakening. This is to bring a spiritual reawakening. It's all.
I'm with you. Amen.
Can't see that. I don't know what to say. I just don't.
I can't either. They can't, though. They're blinded because he sent a strong delusion that they'd believe a lie. Dale, then Joe, then Larry. Go, Dale.
Amen, Coach. Like I said, this has become a religion. You remember the zeal you had when you first got saved? This is something people are first believing in, and there's zeal for it. I tell you what, it doesn't matter whether it is or isn't the mark. We better start treating it as if it is. Otherwise, we won't do nothing about it. We'll just go along. It's just this isn't the mark. I'm telling you, we need to take this thing serious. This has become people's religion.
It has become their religion. Fear has become their religion. The unrighteous are as bold as lions. That's what's happened to us, Dale. Joe, come on in.
You notice all these people that are complaining about vaccinating and getting a shot. When they're on video, they're not wearing masks. They're not even concerned about themselves.
No, they're playing the game. Who knows why, but they're playing the game. Larry.
Yeah, you know, I've been going over Book of Revelation in chapter 13, where it talks about what people call the mark of the beast, and it's in their forehead, not on. It is a mental acceptance of the lies. When you mentally accept the lies,
that's good.
You're
point,
gone.
Man.
You're gone. That's right. There's no coming back.
So the mark of the beast could be. Oh, this makes people mad when you go a different direction, doesn't it? We've accepted the mark of the beast in the informational government informational lying system. That could be that. In fact, could be the wow. That's profound. That could be the mark of the beast. We've accepted the lies of the Luciferian system. That in the forehead, Larry. You said it. Not on the forehead, in the forehead. Good point. Boom. Silver.
Hey, man.
Silver.
I'm here. I have to press two buttons to get in.
All right.
The second Exodus is underway. That's all I want to say.
Amen.
Amen. Clay, Bobby Lee. Clay, then Bobby Lee.
The rulers are firing up the fiery furnace, Coach, and they're telling us if we don't bow down to the golden God, then we're going to get thrown into that furnace.
The Psalms are the kings of this earth. That's right. They are. The Psalm kings of this earth are firing up the fiery furnace. Bobby Lee.
Yeah, this is the hill to die on. If we're not willing to die here or take this stand here, we'll never be willing to do what follows. This is the hill.
Folks, they're having food shortages. Why are they having food shortages? Because if they have food shortages, they're able to manipulate you. Right? Oh, you're hungry here. Take this shot, and you can have some food. In fact, take this shot, and FEMA will give you the food. That's where it's heading. They're printing money. Money doesn't mean anything at all to them. So they'll print all the money and buy all the food, and then you have to come to them. They'll give it to you free, and then you'll be your benevolent dictator. Naomi.
So there's a really, really good book written by a Dr. Mendelton. It's called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And as a medical doctor, he writes about the Luciferian system and how the medical system has become the biggest cult in history. Yep, a really good book.
We believe our doctors more than we believe our pastors. Telling you the truth. Just telling you the truth. Kevin, come on in.
Coach, the frontal lobe right behind the forehead, that's what controls rational thought, reasoning, and decision-making. So think about that.
Amen. Two more things before I get in here. I don't want to forget it real quickly. Bobby Lee's having an online training. Bobby, tell us about that real quickly. I meant to do that earlier. Sorry. You there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I had to run back to the computer. Yeah, every Wednesday night at 6:30, I'm opening up for a free training. Online, it's going to be different than what I normally teach. We'll do a little bit more cardio up front, stretching on the end. It'll be a little bit more upbeat, exciting. Teach it to your level, but every Wednesday, you know, it's going to be cold. We got to have something to do. Let's train. Every day's a training day, so it's a free opportunity, but I'm open to donations. All right, so there you have it, real quick.
All right, Bobby. You're the new Richard Simmons. Hey, Jeff, what's going on Sunday, Jeff, down there in Mount Vernon?
We'll be on the public square doing an outcry. We will not bow freedom rally. The buzz is getting around town. People are talking about it, so I don't know how many will turn out for this thing. But we got a lot of angry people in Knox County with these school boards. I'm hoping these people turn out. They've been putting it on their website, too, for people to see. Right. So we're putting the word out. I mean, this week we got Veterans Day tomorrow. Then Saturday night, there's a Veterans Vietnam thing at the Memorial Building. Then Sunday, we'll be on the square. So the word's getting out. But we got Pastor Neil Peterson that's running for the governor of Ohio. That boy's a fireball. And he is not ashamed to bring forth the gospel in his political speech. He is just bold. So we'll have, and we do have, I think, there's you, Coach Dave, Pastor Bill, and Pastor Matt from the Church of God over there. He's a fiery one. He's on
the square. Okay, so when is it, Jeff? When is it?
2:00 Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5 on the public square in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Luann, come on in.
I'm here. There's a gap right there. I had a hard time getting connected.
Just come in and talk. Go on.
All right, anyway, these things have been going on long before now. They say it was just 2000. Oh, no, sir, it was not. I have it dated back to 2009.
I got it dated back to 90 BC, 90 AD. I just read it. Dennis, come on in. Sorry, I'm almost out of time here.
Just real quick, I need military members to sign up. The link on tinyheartsbrigade.org is not working, so go tinyheartsbrigade@gmail.com. Or contact my wife directly so we can get these military members so we can start pushing from the bottom up.
All right. Hey, Dennis, tomorrow I'm going to give you 5 good minutes again because now we got confusion on websites, all that kind of stuff. So let's make everybody aware of it and let's clear it up tomorrow again. Okay, Dennis?
Roger that.
We'll get moving the right way. We want everybody going the same way. We don't want it to be confusing. Dale, come on in.
Brother, so in the mind or in the right hand, what hand do you use when you sign a covenant, an agreement before there was any paperwork? Which hand did you use?
Wow,
the right hand, baby.
Boy, oh boy. Hey, folks, come on. Is the gospel, is the Bible coming alive or what? What an exciting time to be alive, right? What an exciting time. And so remember, It's the line of the day. The unrighteous are as bold as lions. We got to flip the script, folks. We've got to flip the script. We have to go back. We have to begin to share stuff, share video. I know you're all doing that, right? Now is not the time for us to back down. Now is not the time for us to willow and wallow. Now is the time for us to get actively involved. Share, share, share. Speak, speak, speak. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a huge, huge awakening coming. Rude awakening, then the great awakening. What a time to be alive. Bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.